You ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24-volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Called the Almanac of Evil, which lists 2,000 years of Vatican atrocities. Now, this group, hiding behind the church, hiding behind the black robes of God, according to my guest, has been involved in the most heinous crimes that imaginable throughout the centuries, and he's documented these. Now, in our previous interviews, Frank has come forward with some things regarding the Bible that didn't set too well with a number of our listeners, and I'm sure they will call in today. And Frank is willing to speak about it and talk about certain things he discussed regarding St. Paul and certain things he discussed regarding the criminality, how Christianity was starting under criminal means. Well, anyway, Frank, it's good to have you back. I'll tell you what, you've stimulated a lot of thought. And within your document, there is a lot of things that people need to know, even though some of it has not sit well with some of the Bible-believing Christians that listen to my show. How are you today?
I'm really well. Really well. It's 3 o'clock this morning.
It is. I hope you're wide awake so that you could. You sound like you are.
And
grab that coffee. Yeah. But anyway, Frank, where do you... Why don't we start out with the big question, and we'll probably get into some of these other interpretations from the Bible interpretations that you gave. But anyway, you asked questions. We were talking through emails, and one of the things you mentioned that was really important was that people need to know why the Vatican is doing what they're doing and what is their purpose, what is their end game. And I think you wanted to start out by discussing that. So go ahead.
Thanks, Greg. Look, I think in all the conversations that you have with your guests, and all the information, the incredibly important information that people see through your website and through your radio show, the key thing that people have trouble in understanding is why. And it ultimately is the question where everything makes sense. But it's also a question that, when we speak later, requires people to understand that this is not just a good organisation going bad over 500 years or 1,000 years or 1,500 years or even 2,000 years. This is a long-standing battle of good and evil. And the ultimate purpose of everything that we talk about, the underlying motive, is that we're not just dealing with a war between the living, but a war between the living and the dead. Now, I'll keep going, but the thing that people have trouble with, great trouble with, is understanding that when we pass on, it isn't always just about sweetness and light. And this is something that has come in the last 20 or so years with New Age and popular movies like Ghost, all about this kind of universal justice. Well, it's a great idea, but religions like voodoo and others have been practicing shamans for centuries that we can see quite visibly, where they do condemn people. They condemn the living, and they certainly aim to condemn the dead. And that's precisely what the Vatican has been doing for centuries on centuries. And it is the basis of their spiritual power. So long as they hold the keys to condemning souls, then there is no chance of peace in the afterlife, and there's certainly no chance of peace on this planet.
Okay. Now, that, you know, something I find that quite interesting, and you discussed some of this, why are they so interested in bones and relics, and I remember on my show, I had on Nuri Rivera, and she's going to come on again Monday. She's the widow of the late Father Alberto Rivera, who tried to talk about the evils of the Jesuit order and, according to Nuri, was killed by them. And also, according to her, they came to her asking if she would tell them where he was buried. She refused, and she felt that they wanted to dig up his bones and take them back to the Vatican. Now, what power would they have by doing that? This is a good example and maybe could really bring home what you're trying to say. What are they trying to do here?
Although it seems
very satanic. Go ahead.
Well, the Vatican is the largest collector of souls in human history. That is their underlying job, if you like. That's what they do, and they've done extremely well. And everything else is just layers upon layers of that truth. I guess what we got to understand is, how do they collect souls? How do they take a person who's passed and basically bring them under their control? And one of the most simplest ways is, as human beings, we have, rightly or wrongly, a affection to our body, and certainly to parts of our body after we've gone. People, if they don't believe in an afterlife, would find our conversation strange. But if you do believe in an afterlife, then human beings are connected to the things that they had in their life, and nothing is more personal than our remains. So if they hold remains and they curse those remains and they involve those remains in ceremonies, then a great many people believe that they are then beholden to those ceremonies. Again, it's all about belief. And this is part of the battle that we're dealing with, is changing not just the mindset of the living, but, as importantly, changing the mindset of those people who have passed. So, yeah, those remains would be critical for them. They would find those remains very, very valuable in what they do. In all the churches throughout Europe, Catholic churches, you'll find they're full of bones, full of relics, particularly those of the religious, because they, beyond any other group, are the most important to keep in line.
Yeah, and there's a group of monks. I remember when I was in Sicily, there's a group of monks there. When you go down into their, they have a little. When you go into their quarters, you will see they have on display all these skeletons and different. I mean, it's incredible if you go down there. It's the Capuchin monks, and I found that quite interesting when I was there to witness that. But yes, what power does it give them? Again, it's belief, and it's a satanic power, I believe you're trying to tell us, right?
Absolutely. Look, the truth of the universe is this. If you don't believe something, then it can't ultimately affect you if they physically can't hurt you. But belief is so powerful that, well, it rules our world. But if we believe the world is flat, then the world is flat. If we believe 9/11 was just a mistake, then it's a mistake. You know, belief changes our perspective, and belief, particularly when you believe something is good and it turns out when you pass to be evil, then you are dealing with one of the greatest deceits a person could ever face. And that's how they catch people. They catch people by tricking them to believing that they're good. And when deceit is found out, particularly close to death or after death, then it's infinitely harder to come to terms with than when you're living. You remember yourself, when you first discovered things, you feel sick. You know, it's deceit. It's realizing that you've been sold a truckload of lies. But imagine what happens to a soul when they do pass being good to discover that everything that they follow is evil. What happens then?
Yeah, I mean, that's a question. That's a good question, and I wish I could answer that. But anyway, I find this to be so fascinating because not only are they involved in the political systems and the destruction of people, if you look at their history, which we're going to get into, which you have, but this idea of controlling even the afterlife through their worshiping, I might add, is founded in canon law. And there are a number of canon laws passed which really validate what you're saying, the worshiping of the dead, the worshiping of bones and different relics. And it's all right there in their canon laws, which I listed in an article today on my website, some of the canon laws that back up what you're saying here. So I find that to be just a force of evil that is so deep rooted that it's going to take a lot of good people to defeat these guys. Is that kind of where you're going?
Yep. And if you believe in hell, and they are the collector of souls and the gatekeepers of hell, then you believe that there's still war in heaven. And if you believe that there's war in heaven in the afterlife, then what chance do we have of peace on this earth? And there is your belief structure. They know it. The people that run it know it. And that's our central problem. As long as they hold beliefs and affect people who pass to keeping us in a state of heaven and hell, then there is no chance for peace on this earth.
Yeah, and that's a statement that rings true. I mean, what do you see in the history of you spent? We got only a few seconds here. Then we're going to get back into your interesting collection of works and called the Almanac of Evil. But what I'm getting at here is that you asked a major question: is the Vatican good or is it evil? And that's how you go through these 2,000 years, and I think we're going to find out some very interesting things when we come back. Frank, we have to take a break, so grab that coffee, and we'll be back right after this 3-minute break on the Investigative Journal.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the mark of the beast and the unholy Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, The Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, The New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
You're tracing all the atrocities, you're pinning crimes against humanity on the Catholic institution. Tell us how you started this quest again so people understand where you come from and who you are, so people know your background. Go ahead.
Well, this came at the end. I mean, I was collecting information as I was writing. But I first started writing really as a way of thinking of ideas. I'd spent some time in a, contemplating a, being a priest myself. I'd spent time with the Capuchins. I brought up in a family of priests and religious that go back for many, many centuries. Family goes back to at least 2000 BCE and Ireland, so very, very old family. And I really was collecting ideas on how to improve things, not at all worrying about the Vatican or the Catholic Church or good and evil. In fact, I rejected a lot of that and was looking for the connection between science and metaphysics. But when I finished this and I started to write to people, what I discovered more and more is that I was far from the first person to ever write a good idea. Millions of people have come up with great ideas. But I couldn't understand, why does the world stay the way it is? with so many good intentions. It didn't make sense. So the more that I looked at what I collected, the more I could see, as Adam Smith, the first economist, once said, the invisible hand. This invisible hand has been there decade, century after century, really trying to keep us suppressed. And then I wanted to understand who those people were. The New World Order is a term, as you know, that's been around since George Bush said it after the Berlin Wall came down, or the father, I should say. And people now are starting to realize just who is behind the New World Order, thanks to people like you. But I wanted to understand why. And so when I did understand why, I saw that all the pieces were fragmented. It was as if the story would start at the 17th century and finish at the 18th century, or start at the 12th century and finish at the 14th century. There was no history, and certainly there was no context. So I wrote this not as my first priority, but as a realization that if you do not defeat evil, then nothing will change on this planet, and we'll still see people dying, we'll still see the pain. I mean, we are living on the most incredible planet, probably one of the most incredible planets in the universe. We haven't found another Earth, and yet look at the hell we make it. Now, one could say that we do it because we're stupid, but what I've discovered is we've made it hell because people want it to be hell, and that's what I'm trying to stop.
Okay, and what? Let's discuss this. You know, go back. When you started out with a clean slate, giving the Vatican the benefit of the doubt, but you've come up with so many things that lead you to believe that they are the real spiritual controllers behind this New World Order George Bush talked about. Tell us how you came to that conclusion.
Well, what I discovered, and really it came about from this question we said before, is the Vatican good or evil? And it's a pretty simple question to answer. Up until the 18th century, there was no question that the Catholic Church was the largest economic entity this world had ever seen. They took gold, they made money from slaves. All of these things can be put to one side and said that was the times and people fall off the horse. But all of a sudden they disappeared. And so it's only occasionally that you hear about this fantastic wealth that a handful of bankers and other people in the know really have a handle on. And the question I asked was, if they're so fantastically wealthy, why today do they refuse to A, admit to their wealth, and B, use even a fraction of that wealth to help the world? I mean, we're talking about an organization that's worth trillions of dollars. Trillions of dollars. They could spend 1% of their wealth and cure all the poverty in Africa. They could cure it in 5 years. They have that kind of that wealth. Yet why don't they? And this is what ultimately turned me to realize that I wasn't dealing with a group of people stuck in tradition. I was dealing with people that have a totally different agenda to the rest of the world. And what we're talking about today, if you like, is the core motive of why they do what they do. Once you see them for what they are, as a collector of souls, focusing on the dead as much as the living, then everything makes sense.
Okay, we're going to get into those questions and try to answer them right after this short break on the Investigative Journal. Back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
OK,
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Implicated in so many different genocides and crusades and other things, leaving Frank with the only conclusion he could come to is that they're not a good organization, but an evil one. Now, in past shows, we've went back through history, and we're going to touch on important points in all the different centuries, including present day. But we'll get back to that. Frank, the question I have is, what is their end game here? What are they really trying to accomplish, and are we living that end times right now?
Well, I'll answer the second part of your question first. We are absolutely living in the end times. And that's not me, nor is it the fact that there are dozens of prophecies that put this time. It's actually the Vatican themselves that have come to the conclusion that this is the end times. And let me answer the first part of your question now. Their end game has been for centuries on centuries to maintain total control of this planet, and secondly, to collect as many souls as possible. Now, beyond that, there is no grand plan. Occasionally, what they've done is brought us back to ground zero. And in the last century, the 20th century, they tried on at least three occasions to cause global nuclear war. And the three times they tried, they failed. 1984 was the last time they tried. Now, I think that what we see now is an organisation that has become obsessed in the last 10 years in coming to terms with what they believe is this being the end times. So I think their end goal now is a bit schizophrenic. I think there are parts of that organisation that see this as rapture and a way of cleaning up and cleaning out, and others see it as a time to again press the button and bring us back to the Stone Age. So we're probably in the most dangerous time we've been in, probably since the height of the Cold War under Eisenhower. So, yeah, I'm a bit nervous about where they want to take us.
And tell us what you found out about the connection between the Vatican, the Jesuit order, and how they basically control religions and governments. What is your assessment on that fact of what's going on really now in the halls of our government in Australia, all over the world, and how they are so vitally connected? Go ahead.
Well, I'll give you a classic example. If we took one asset class that the Catholic Church controls, but the Jesuits control, such as gold. If you ask any broker, they say around about 72,000 tons of gold have ever been mined. But if you just spend a day looking at the logical amounts of gold that have been mined, the figure ends up being closer to about 144,000 tons. Now, there's about 72,000 tons of gold, half the world's gold ever, unaccounted. And if you look at up until the 18th century, no one disputed the Catholic Church was the largest economic entity in the world. The Jesuits, through Napoleon, took control of the wealth of the Catholic Church, and they've held it ever since. And our whole banking system is based on the Jesuit business model, which is sometimes called the Illuminati. I don't know if you've mentioned this before, and I'm sure you have on the show. The Illuminati has many faces, but one of its key faces are business supporters and business agents controlled directly and indirectly by the Jesuits. So from the 1800s, the Jesuits have effectively controlled the entire modern banking system, all the wealth of the largest economic entity, and have used that wealth to create schools, businesses, arms, drugs, you name it, they've had a hand in it. And unless people understand that they control this wealth, then again, talking about the Jesuits never quite makes sense, possibly to the listeners.
Exactly. And when I tried to, there are many listeners who've started to understand this, but in the beginning, that is the real question that everybody tries to answer, is that where, you know, how can this benign, what seems to be this religious organization, have their hands in so much, including the creation of the Federal Reserve? But I think you answered that. I mean, we have 70, how much gold is unaccounted for?
That's 72,000 tons, half the gold that's ever been mined in human history.
And if they have their fingers in pulse on how the system is created, and if the church was always rich up until the 18th century, wouldn't people assume, can't you assume they still have this wealth?
If people want to see just a rough estimate, and there's been some attempts to try and understand just how wealthy they are, but under the Supreme Bible of God, which if you go through the link on your site through the Almanac of Evil, it is one of the sister books, there's a book called The Book of Truth, and it actually looks at the different major asset classes of the Catholic Church. But for all the gold they have, property just makes them look poor. The property that they hold in America is unbelievable. In fact, they have so much property, they haven't valued some of their properties for over 100 years. So the book values of some of the central properties haven't been valued since the 1910s.
Yeah. And they keep it a secret, and through the way they've set up the church and the laws, they really don't have to tell anybody what they have. And a good example, there's a lawsuit, I mentioned this before, but I want to mention it again. There's a lawsuit in San Francisco now in federal courts where the Vatican Bank is being sued by a number of Croatian victims of the genocide there. And the attorney that's representing the victims has said the biggest problem he has is trying to find out, one, who really is at the top of the Vatican Bank and owns it, and what are their assets. It's difficult. He says they will not reveal them. And that really answers your question. If they were a good organization, why are they hiding? Shouldn't they be helping and using their money to help the poor?
Well, we'll take it one step further. That's right, Greg. Look at what they do with their visible assets. Their visible assets, like hospitals, schools, charities, everyone can see them. And they use them and milk them for all that they can in PR. But what organization is good if it takes its frontline services, runs them into the ground, and at the first sign of being accountable for how much they own, they want to shut them down? Look what they did on the east coast of America through the pedophile lawsuits. They literally said, we will close down charities, schools, hospitals, if you even come near us and claim us to tell you how much that we own. What organization's good that does that? I mean, that's holding your own services to hostage. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, and that's a perfect example. So we talk about the banking system, how the Jesuits are really involved with that. And that you can trace that all the way back to the Knights Templars and that story, which really lays a foundation for what they're doing now. Tell us more about what you found out about the Vatican right in the present time, what they're actually involved in. Go ahead.
Well, I'd say that today we are watching a battle emerging between forces that ultimately want us to be put back to the Stone Age and forces that are unsure what these end times mean. And so we're in a strange situation where the Vatican has normally been so self-assured of itself that it would kill, murder, destroy any opposition it ever found. But they've lost their spiritual power, and they know this, and so they're desperately trying to find out what's going on. It's why I can talk and you can and talk at the moment, because at the moment they are desperately trying to understand, you know, who is the Antichrist, you know, what are the signs of the end times, you know, is this the last pope or the second last pope? But the other thing is we are like frogs in boiling water as far as what the banks, underpinned by the Vatican, underpinned by the Jesuits, have done to us. We owe more debt now than ever before, and so we are more prepared to ignore what they do than ever before. And that, to me, is a very scary position to be in, because it means good people are prepared to look the other way. And you know the quote, all that evil needs is for good people to do nothing. And that's where we find ourselves. And I fear that in the next 10 years, we will see the reemergence of Catholic dictators in not just small countries, but potentially major European cities. And we will see the game move on. If they are not destroyed in the next 10 years, then I fear for what we will see.
Yeah, and I agree. And even in is the same thing going on in Australia as is going on here, just so people understand. What is the power of the Catholic Church in your country?
Well, the Catholic Church is so powerful that they basically have ministers in our government. They are well and truly involved at every level. And again, it's this benign power. It comes across as a fraternity, as a community, but really we're talking about them getting now into virtually all our frontline services so that they can deny people who need medical, particular medical procedures,
They can, again, deny services into key areas and use that for the political ends. And this, again, is the problem that we have and you have, is that they now control the heartstrings of many major cities. And so that wields enormous influence to politicians who are very, very sensitive when, a school in a poor neighbourhood is about to be closed because the Catholic Church says they have no money. And that's why they get away with it. They get away with it because they're prepared to sacrifice their own. And unless you know that they're collectors of souls, none of this makes sense. It all seems, a terrible misunderstanding.
Yeah, and let's get into that a little bit more, just so people understand this collecting of souls from their point of view. Someone might say, well, how can they collect my soul if I don't believe them? What's your answer to that?
Well, everybody needs heroes, and if you are someone that believes in a good God and believes in Jesus and believes that there have been good people, then you look to people who appear to be good, the apostles, St. Paul, saints, and so forth. And they are the very relics that the church holds close to its altars. And this is ultimately the problem, is that when people pass, they have the network. They have the network of people we look up to. So even if you're not a priest that discovers that you're part of a satanic organization, even if you're not someone that was burnt alive in an oven in World War II, then you can still suffer for the fact that when you do pass over, the people you look up to are the very people that are themselves condemned by the church. So it's a well thought through, a well organised, and really a very tightly controlled system that's been collecting souls for, as I say, over 14 centuries.
Yeah, and going back to your book, I'd like to get into it a little bit now. Some of the major points we discussed in the past, which can show you decided to go all the way back to the beginning and show how the Catholic institution was formed and always that its intentions, you came to it with an open mind but found their intentions were never to help or to foster good, but in a sense to foster evil and control in that manner. Now, some of the major, we're going to get into many of the, I love the discussions in the 18th, 19th, and 20th centuries, but one of the major things, and I wanted to touch on this because it's so important, many of us, many people in the world, you have to rely, you can say good versus evil when you talk about religious belief, but when you get into the area of Bible interpretation, what I find a lot of times is that it divides people between good and evil at a sense where it takes away that major question. I don't profess to understand the whole story. I do profess to understand the beliefs of some of the people I have on my show, and they are diverging, diverse beliefs, those who believe strictly in the Bible interpretation. There are those who are Muslim people who profess to be good. There are people in the Jewish faith who profess to be good. And you've tried, I just want to put you in a category where I think you are trying to explain something, but what is it? How do you reconcile all these different views? And how can anyone in a world of evil ever defeat them unless we all get together? How is that possible?
Well, I think, Greg, the quick way, and we can come back to it if there's a break, but the quick answer is that I totally respect every single person that believes in the Bible, and particularly those that believe in the Bible as literally being the Word of God. And I don't dispute that. I don't dispute at all the hand of divine in all of this. What I've done with the Supreme Bible of God is put those texts in context. So what I've done is I've actually introduced the pre-Bible sources so people can see the pedigree and the heritage that led to the formation of the Old Testament. And without those texts, the Old Testament, to many people, doesn't make sense. So in no way do I feel that that diminishes the integrity or the honesty or the respect of the Old Testament. I do the same for for the period of contemporary times of the Old Testament, and I do the same for the time around the New Testament. There's 144 books. There's almost 2,000 chapters in the Supreme Bible of God. So it's immensely larger than the standard King James Bible. And it respects in every way people's belief, but it puts it in context. And this is all I'm trying to do, is show people why. Not try and change their beliefs, but give them understanding.
Yeah, and that never hurts, because I'll tell you what, it's a quest that we have in our entire life to continue to try and find out the truth in whatever manner. And sometimes to do that, you have to look at things that you may not agree with. It's just the hard facts of the way life is. We'll be back right after this short message with my guest, Franco Collins.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you, from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect product to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073, or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Let's talk real simply here. Before you can clean up your community, you have to clean up your own house. And before you can clean up your city or your state, you need to clean up your community. And it goes on and on and on. And in a sense, when we talk about religion, let's just discuss it in this term. I think there's been an assault on Protestantism in this country, on Bible-believing people in America. You see this assault that the church has put on people like this. They've infiltrated many of the religions of our, many of the congregations in our country. That has been documented by many of the researchers on my show. And that is a problem here. I don't think, Frank, you would disagree with that and would come to the rescue of people who want to look at the Catholic institution and say, why are you doing this to us? Why have you taken over our pastors? Why have you taken our freedom of religion away from us? And I think if we concentrate on the American view of a country that was founded on freedom of religion, but has it taken away through this deception that they're even using people like our president, who's no Christian by no means, and usurping this. We must deal with that problem. How do you deal with that, Frank? Have you looked at that issue, especially in a country like America? Go ahead.
Well, look, I agree with exactly everything you said there, and America is an incredible country in that it's the first time that I can really recall since the Cathars, who were brutally murdered by the Catholic Church, where a group of people have tried to live in a moral standing in respect of Jesus and the apostles rather than being involved in rituals and other garb of the Catholic Church. It was a great strength, and has been a great strength of America, to have a practical, living, religious, the truth of Jesus, the apostles, and the good moral concepts of Christianity. And you're right, it has been systematically dismantled and destroyed, and discredited people have been raised up to be the spokespeople. And it's a terrible tragedy because in many respects it's torn the heart out of the very best people in America who see the Bible as a source of truth, who look to Jesus and key figures as people of respect, that now find themselves in an enormous crisis of faith. And I think you have to look at the context again to get through it.
All right, let's do that after this break. Give you a chance to get another cup of coffee. Only 2 minutes, though, so stay right there. We'll be back right after this two-minute break on the Investigative Journal.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own...
You got hit.